You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last month, KALW's education reporter Lee Romney told us about a long-standing elementary school in Redwood City that was facing almost certain closure. The reason? Declining enrollment. The district was projecting only 146 students at Fair Oaks Elementary for the next school year, down from nearly 500 a decade ago. The superintendent wrote parents a letter and told them Fair Oaks would close this summer and students would be transferred to three other larger district schools. One of the reasons enrollment is dropping throughout the Redwood City School District is competition from three independent charter schools. The district relies on state funding that's tied to student attendance, but it doesn't get that money for kids at charter schools. So, as more families pull their kids out of district schools in favor of charters, the district finds itself in a budget crunch. Still, that expected closure of Fair Oaks Elementary didn't go down the way anyone expected, as Lee explains in this story.
Let me tell you a little bit about Fair Oaks Elementary. It serves an almost entirely Spanish-speaking neighborhood, and more than 80% of students are considered socioeconomically disadvantaged. The school provides all kinds of services to families, like English language classes, career support, and a food pantry. So in late March, when the superintendent sent out his letter proposing the closure of Fair Oaks, the whole neighborhood was pretty much stunned.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
2 days later, families stream into a San Mateo County Board of Supervisors meeting. The board has no authority over the school district, but the parents come anyway to beg for help. They make it clear they plan to fight. The thought of having to start all over at a strange school really upsets parent Jessica McDonald.
It's just really stressful trying to get to know new other staff members and letting them know about our kids' conditions. I'm pretty sure you guys all have kids and you guys should know like the stressfulness of trying to find another school, a perfect fit for them.
Then a parent who's volunteered for a decade at Fair Oaks steps up to the dais.
Buenos dias, mi nombre es Gloria Rangel.
In her hand, Gloria holds loose leaf sheets of paper.
El superintendente quiere cerrar esa escuela porque él habla de números.
She says the superintendent wants to close this school based on the numbers. But in just one day, we've gathered a list of names of parents who said they do plan to enroll for fall. They just haven't gotten around to it yet. I have more signatures here, she tells the board, than the total number he's using. Gloria and most other parents live close to Fair Oaks. It's a community gathering spot. They feel safe there. The one thing I want to say, she tells the board, is if Fair Oaks School is the community's school, why kick out the community to make room for other kids? A week later, on April 4th, parents and students carry banners and signs and march 2 miles to attend a school district board meeting. It's not fair to us that overnight they're telling us they're going to close the school, one mom tells a local Telemundo reporter.
Algunas palabras para el superintendente.
He asks her if she has anything to say to the superintendent.
Oh my God, no supiste con quién te metiste.
You had no idea, she says, who you were messing with. That school board meeting on April 4th doesn't go well for anyone, really. Parents ask, is the decision final or is there room to fight together? The answer? The decision has been made. Parents walk out in protest. The board delays the vote for 3 weeks until April 25th.
When you speak to the board, please try to share with us relevant information. Stay on topic.
But once that meeting gets started, something unexpected happens. Superintendent John Baker says he and several board members have been meeting with the Fair Oaks parents who are fighting the closure. He says he now gets just how much is at stake for them.
The families care about Fair Oaks. This is a hub for them of where they can go to get some other emotional, physical needs now.
He also pretty much admits the parents were blindsided. Then he offers a surprising compromise. The school will stay open next year, he says, if the parents can do some fast recruiting and ensure that at least 200 students enroll for fall by May 15th. Parents, he says, have to stay involved with the school and help boost attendance, which is the lowest in the district. And they have to sign agreements promising to help their kids with schoolwork.
So that we can make sure that we are going to have children make academic gains at our schools.
Because test scores, they've been the lowest in the district, too. Remember Gloria Rangel, the mom who waved those sheets of parent signatures at county supervisors in late March? Well, ever since then, she's been leading the parent committee fighting the Fair Oaks closure. And even she didn't see this compromise from the district coming. When she steps up to the microphone, she ditches her prepared comments to thank Baker and school board members. For the first time, she says, I feel heard. And we were not feeling heard. From the date of this meeting, Gloria and the other parents have 20 days to meet the enrollment goal. They're optimistic. Here's another parent organizer, Lily Silva. She says the same way the independent charter schools do their propaganda, we're going to do our marketing the same way to promote our school and our district. But there are reasons why parents have switched their kids over to charters. The one that's growing the fastest here is called KIPP Excelencia. KIPP rents space from the district at two separate schools. The superintendent's plan, the one that might get put on hold, actually calls for KIPP to consolidate and move onto the Fair Oaks campus. I head over to a KIPP campus as parents are dropping their kids off.
Hi, are you a KIPP parent?
Yes, I am.
This is Jessica Rodriguez. Every day, she ferries six kids to and from KIPP Excelencia schools.
It's my sister's kids, my kids, and my other brother's kids.
Jessica says she took her daughters out of other district schools, not Fair Oaks. The youngest, in second grade.
She didn't know anything, like no ABCs, no numbers. When I transferred her here to a charter school, when I heard about KIPP, they started teaching her everything. We all get together with the teachers, the parents, put a plan together for the student and make, you know, decisions based on what their needs are.
So can Fair Oaks compete? I head there next. Large vinyl signs hang from the fence announcing that new student registration is now open. The district just put them up, right next to the hand-lettered sign in Spanish that says, Save Our School. A lot of the parents work multiple jobs. The moms who don't are de facto childcare workers. Two of them roll their strollers past the school office while chatting.
La Ferres.
¿Por qué?
Porque sí.
This little guy is only three, but he says he wants to go to Fair Oaks. Then Gloria Rangel, the parent leader, shows up.
¿Cómo está?
Bien, gracias, contenta.
A staff member lets us into room 20, where Gloria's been signing up families. A rotating crew of parents has been helping. Today, a mom and a teacher pop in to chat. Gloria tells them how stressed out she's been, but last night, she says, she finally slept well. That's because they hit their mark. The parents have gotten signed commitments from about 220 students so far. Plenty don't drive, and Gloria says those who are undocumented have been worried that if they had to walk to a more distant school, they'd be more likely to get snatched up in an immigration raid and separated from their children. Here, she says, they feel safe knowing that they can just dash across the street and be inside the school. Gloria says she just found out the district can offer a workshop about how to prepare for potential deportation. And district staff has offered to help Gloria teach a class to other parents about how to get more involved in their kids' schooling and boost their reading levels. She says that partnership is long overdue. All four of her kids have attended Fair Oaks. Her daughter still does. But Gloria has felt the decline. Art and sports programs disappeared. Teachers left. So did families. Though she's grateful for the chance to save the school, she puts a lot of blame on the district. She says the quality of the school dropped and dropped, and they never focused on why. They completely abandoned the school. That we have to step up and work with them is clear, Gloria says, but they need to put a little more into doing their part, too.
Pero ellos tienen que poner un poquito más de su parte para que...
The superintendent wasn't available for an interview, but a spokesman said the district is committed to helping parents meet the conditions of the compromise. The deadline for parents to enroll their kids for the fall is tomorrow, May 15th. For Cross Currents, I'm Lee Romney in Redwood City.